This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he threw his racket and threw a McEnroe type fit on the court. And I don't know if he got penalized or thrown out. He got thrown out of the U.S. Open. That was great. But his petulance continues. And I just wanted to say that to you being a tennis fan. What are we going to do about him?
And my thing is, I don't know what...
You turned it again. We lost you. So getting into today's match, I don't know if Sam is still there. Oh, there you go.
Problem?
We lost you. I'll tell you, when you turn or whatever, for whatever reason, your wire gets disconnected.
I didn't turn anywhere. I'm standing right here.
Now we got you. Everything
right
sounds good. Didn't we lose him, Ken?
Okay.
Ken, by the way, you had some thoughts on today's Falcons game, I thought you said earlier in the show, and we haven't had a chance to let you get those out. This is our esteemed producer, Ken Roundtree. Were we mistaken? Did we not hear that you had something? Okay, well then, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I was trying to bring him on to give him a second. You see how I'm all-inclusive here? And yet, no, I ain't got nothing for you, man. He's ready to go I think he's going to IHOP when he gets off the air. So, he's ready to go. Sam, look, other than the Falcons game today, which obviously is going to be our first focus, throughout the day today, you mentioned some of the games, but again, is it the 4 p.m. game that you're really looking forward to, that Chargers-Chiefs game?
Chargers-Chiefs game? I'm looking forward to the game with
Ravens and Texans.
Ravens and Texans. That's the 4 o'clock game if you're looking forward to. You know, I think that's great. And then the Sunday night game will be the battle of those quarterbacks. Once again, those veteran quarterbacks. We're going to see what Cam Newton does in prime time against Seattle. So we got some, you know, obviously we're going to be keeping eyes on the Falcons at 1 o'clock for the early game. But the late games, I think, are going to showcase some great quarterbacks. Should be some great football to watch later on today.
If you told a relative of yours who's no longer with us that tomorrow night, you're getting ready for Monday Night Football, and the game is going to be played in Las Vegas, what would they say? What would they think?
Unbelievable, because that's not supposed to happen. How can you have that there with all that gambling going around? You don't want to have that in the middle of that town. You can't have pro sports there. You know, I think that's what a lot of people from that era would think. They had enough trouble with gambling in sports back in the day, which, you know, the possibility of guys like your Paul Hornings and your Alex
and it's his Harrison's birthday today
and play people like that.
It's his Paul Hornings' birthday, I think.
Really?
That's
the thing, you know, they told players to stay away from it. I mean, I talked with players who we've known from here in Atlanta, people like Gerald Riggs with the Falcons. Man, I don't know how to feel about it, because for years it's been posted in our locker room, you know, to stay away, no gambling, and you stay away from it. And that's just not the players, but people within the organizations. I talked with people who've been involved with the Braves who were not players, but just involved with the work for the organization. And when you mention the idea of this coming on, they start squirming in their seats, because it's been ingrained in them for so many years. We can't do this. You're not going to be a part of that. And now, in the heart of it all, we're going to have the National Football League, spectacular facility. And I saw it going up when I was out there a couple of years ago for the match between Field and Tiger, the golf match, and they were working on it. It's a magnificent place, and they're going to put it on display tomorrow night against the Saints. So, the NFL is landing and going to play in Sin City.
And a game sponsored by DraftKings. So they get the full package. Listen, that whole way of thinking, though, goes back 100 years damn near. In fact, pretty much 100 years from the 1919 Chicago Black Sox. You can't pay off players anymore. Gamblers can't come in. You might be able to do it on the college level, might be able to do it on the high school level. But you're not paying off NFL players, professional athletes to throw games. There is just too much money there. So there's no reason to keep that city and that part of America out of this particular sport. We all know what's been going on. We know, the injury reports that come out at a certain day. And so we all know what that's for or what it's been for. We all know it's there. So having it above board. But, there's things going on right now in sports and aspects of society that you wish you could bring your grandfather back and go, hey, look at this. You ain't going to believe this. But, you get used to it, and you move on. It's like the price of doing business. Would you be surprised if you went to the airport to catch a flight and they didn't ask you to take your shoes off? When was that in our grandfather's world?
Very much.
You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you expect to do it now.
Exactly. And we all get used to it. You guys check out Get Cast with Greg if you're looking for a job in front of the camera or behind the camera. I've got a casting call up. The page is a process and it's in work, so, bear with us. Ken, even though you had nothing to say about the Falcons-Cowboys game, great work today, and thank you, man, for everything you've done keeping us going today and last week too, man. Mr. Crenshaw, have a great day.
Yep. Stick around. Stay safe. Keep the hands clean.
I will. Coming up next, the Wait For Tailgate Show, Willie P. and Hugh Douglas until 11 o'clock. And then it's countdown to kickoff. Chris Goforth, Harry Douglas, 11 till 1. This is Greg. You guys have yourself a big week. We'll talk to you later. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.